Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why is Mike Fisher in studio?
There's a free breakfast. We found that out. There's a free breakfast here. Downstairs, apparently, this later on this morning.
Oh.
And Mike decided that it wasn't enough to just, you know, go to his fridge and crack six eggs and make an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
He had to come down here a 40-mile drive in traffic to get a free breakfast, which may or may not contain home fries.
Is this true, Mike?
That's not true. What do you want me to do? Oh, once again, I don't
really,
know.
You guys want to get pen straight on the damn air?
Yeah,
get up and grab it.
There's an employee of the year award being given, and I thought for the sixth straight year, I might as well come and take my chances.
For employee of the year?
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I'm an employee. That gives me a shot.
You've had a good year.
I've had a good run.
Yeah, it was a good year. All right, we got Jason Witten talking and Sean Lee apparently coming back. Where do you want to start?
Okay, so I talked to Sean Lee yesterday, and let's give 105.3 The Fan and the website some credit. With all due respect to the speculation and the guesswork and the sources and the whispers, we just talked to Sean Lee, Tolos. So I just talked to Sean Lee, and he said, I'm planning in 2019. So he's not retiring.
Where is he planning on playing? Because it's not going to be here.
Yeah, it doesn't guarantee that he plays here, although that's absolutely Stephen Jones's wish and Jerry Jones's wish. What if you just go cut his salary in half?
Yeah.
Go knock the $7 million down to $3.5 million a year.
I'd do that.
He's made a lot of money here. He's going to make a lot more, as we talked about with Earl Thomas, if he comes here in his post-Cowboy career. Sean Lee can do anything he wants in this town. He's golden as a person in this town. And so don't go to the Raiders. Don't go to the Steelers. Don't go to the Eagles. Sign here. I would propose to do it for half the money that you're scheduled to make now. And Sean's already on record as saying, I understand that Jalen and Van Der Esch are going to be the starting two linebackers, and I'll help them rotate in behind him. So Sean Lee back to the Cowboys, I think, is a great idea at half the money. But Sean Lee playing now, according to him, next year is a lock.
But if he gets let's say he comes back here, right? So he's already owed $3 million of dead cap money. So he's not owed it.
The right, cap is owed it.
But that's all I care about. I don't care about what he gets in his pocket. Yeah. So then you're going to half his salary. Now you've got $6 million tied up in one player who isn't any good. And he can't, or I won't say isn't any good, but may or may not be remotely close to even backup status.
Yeah, it's one way of looking at it mathematically. But you're already, it's sunken costs. Isn't that the fancy phrase? The dead money is already sunken cost, so you can't count that against him. That's happening one way or the other. To get Sean Lee as a player for $3.5 million is a bargain.
I agree.
If you someday somebody's going to pay that to him to coach, and he's already going to coach as a backup player. I don't like the idea of being so in love with your old guys you'd keep them around forever. Jerry, obviously, being the grandfather and the father of some of these great players, leans towards that view, or used to anyway. And a better view is understanding, like the Patriots do, they get rid of the old guys 1 year before. And the Cowboys would be wise to do that if this is a $10 million cap impact. But if you can undo that, Sean Lee at $3.5 million is a steal.
What'd you take from Jason Witten talking?
I think, again, Ben Rogers, I'm going to do this all morning. ESPN did not break the Jason Witten comeback idea. Ben Rogers of 105.3 The Fan did. And if you're a media person and you're listening, I just urge you to do the same thing we do with you. If the newspaper breaks a story, we credit them, and then we try to move the ball. If a national person breaks a story, we credit them and move the ball. We deserve credit for the Sean Lee story. We deserve credit for the Earl Thomas story. We deserve credit for the Dennis Smith Jr. interview yesterday. We deserve credit, on and on and on. And credit is how we make a living. It's not due to ego. This isn't Ben Rogers' ego that causes him to deserve the credit. It's his work ethic. It's his stock in trade. So I think there's a bunch of different truths being told about Jason Witten. At some point, somebody talked about it, even though everybody now is stepping back from it.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was a Jason Witten / Jerry Jones dream. And then Ben Rogers wrapped his hands around the dream and reported the dream.
Yep.
And then somebody else took it and went the wrong way with it.
Yep. Jason Witten talking about a future in coaching. Who coaches first between Lee and Witten?
Well, Jason Witten should coach right now. He should leave the broadcast booth where he's not good enough. He's not up to his own standards as a broadcaster.
Well, he improved, I thought, at the end. Get one more year of that money. See how you are in the second year.
Yeah, he may be better.
And then go coach.
There will be a coaching job waiting for him in a year.
Yeah.
If I was Mr. Jones and Coach Garrett, I'd go to Jason Witten right now and say, we want to make you the tight ends coach. And part of that would be checking where Witten's head is really at about really wanting to coach. I run into guys all the time, not only former players, but even really educated fans who are like, hey, how do I get into coaching? And I'm telling them, the educated fan, go down to your local middle school and volunteer to be the assistant special teams coach. And you'll be there right after your regular job. And they're like, no, I want to coach. Like, they think they want to coach a college team or they want to be the defensive coordinator. No, if you really want to coach, go put your hand in the dirt, so to speak, at your local middle school. If Jason Witten really wants to coach, he shouldn't want to be a head coach or an offensive coordinator because he's not ready to do that, in my opinion. He's ready to be a tight ends coach and be great at it.
But Kellen Moore is ready to be the play caller.
We'll see. Kellen Moore might be the next Bill Walsh, and Jason Witten might be the next Mike Ditka. But there's no reason to dive in head first to a job that you're not ready for, except for the money, which is why Jason Witten dove in headfirst into broadcasting.
Well, look, and I understand, but you know the fallacy that we all know what he is as a broadcaster after 1 year. We have no idea. Like, he could be a terrible coach. We have no idea. This thought process that we have that the big three, could just march in here and be Lombardi, Belichick, and Walsh is insanity.
Hey, We do this with all the retiring players that we love. Yeah. People do it with Dirk. Dirk should coach.
Yeah. Well, how's out of your mind? How's he going to coach, be 7 feet tall and be able to hit three-pointers?
Why does he want to coach? He's going to get paid more money to go to children's hospitals and make kids happy than he would be as a coach, and he'll never get fired from that job. Mm. You get fired as a coach. We do this. This is my point with Michael Irvin when we were at the Super Bowl. When I brought up the subject of Tony Romo coaching, and he's like, and he said, first of all, stay where you're at because it's a sweet gig and you're great at it. But Irvin also subtly, well, not subtly, you know how he is.
What are you doing?
Made the mention of the 53 brothers. You don't want to try to go manage 53 millionaire brothers. And he wasn't cutting down Tony Romo there, but he was subtly suggesting that Tony Romo's not been the guy who ran that locker room when he was in it. How's he going to run that locker room above it? That takes some special traits, and Romo hasn't ever proven that he's gotten those traits. So, yeah, we're not bringing back Sean Lee and Jason Witten and Michael Irvin and Darren Woodson and Nate Newton to all be on the coaching staff. That doesn't make any sense.
Mike Fisher in studio right here with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We got, I don't know who you have stalking Instagram, but whoever is doing it has done a nice job.
Yeah.
As they got an Earl Thomas update, and then you have stuff on David Irving and T-Will.
Yeah, so Earl Thomas on Instagram liking some TV show that linked him to the Cowboys and saying how much he's going to enjoy this free agency process. We're not trying to overplay this, Sean. I think you and I have done a good job on this, trying to keep it within its framework. Earl Thomas moving his family to Austin. It's not the first time that he's ever spent the offseason in Austin.
Yeah.
But this will be the first time he never goes back to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he is setting up housekeeping, the phrase that I've used, you can go see the story on the 105 Through the Fan website, setting up housekeeping in Austin with his wife, lovely Nina, and his three little kids, two of whom he's enrolling in school, that puts him in the Cowboys' backyard. That's significant. The Cowboys are interested.
Irving and T-Will.
So you got a bunch of questions the other day about David Irving.
Yeah, why did they keep him on the active roster at the end of the year when all of us knew he wasn't going to come back?
Yeah, and the way the question was posed to you on Twitter, Sean, is since he was healthy, why didn't blah, blah, blah? Well, he wasn't healthy. So there's a bunch of different facets to this.
He wasn't physically healthy?
He never did rehab.
Oh, that's nice.
But he got hurt. He has been out since, what, week four? He wasn't healthy in week 14 or 15?
He missed the first four with the suspension.
Yeah.
Then came back, played for a second.
Yeah.
Hurt his ankle in practice. I'm trying to be respectful here because I like David, but they basically carted him out of practice, and 52 other guys were rolling their eyes, going, oh, here we go again.
Yep.
Because David doesn't like practice. Well, it turned out it really was an ankle sprain, a serious enough one that he should have been carted off. But he never rehabbed. So the ankle never got right. One of the reasons he never rehabbed is because he's not interested in coming in the building and watching film and being a part of football. He never came and watched practice. Never once came and watched practice. So his ankle never got healthy. I think ownership held on to the idea that couldn't we just get one game out of him? That's a factor. The coaching staff was trying to tell him no. That's not going to happen, Mr. Jones and Mr. Jones. And then there's this aspect too. And this goes to the T-Will thing. They're concerned, to their credit, they're concerned about his well-being. T-Will. The Cowboys spent the year being concerned about David Irving's well-being and about Terrence Williams' mental well-being. And good for them. These are delicate matters. Sometimes we treat players like they're sides of beef. I applaud the Cowboys for not doing that with Irving, with David Irving and with T-Will.
I'm concerned about Dirk's well-being after allowing Dwayne Wade to exchange jerseys with him last night.
I applaud Dirk for being Dirk, because that's the real him.
Yeah, it is.
You grin, and you bear it, and you grin again. But I double applaud Mavs fans at the AAC for not applauding, for booing Dwayne Wade on every touch. And is he really a bad guy in real life? Obviously not.
He wears capri pants.
True.
Look at the pants you have on right now.
What's wrong with them?
They're pretty tight. And
what's that? You want to see mine?
Just normal.
Oh,
yeah, I went choppy. I've gone full choppy.
Yeah. Lulu everywhere.
So he's a bad guy. He's a sports bad guy. He's our bad guy. He plays one on in the movies. He plays one on the court. And so I applaud us for not applauding him.
Do they need to rest Luka more? And is Luka becoming a little bit too Tim Duncan-y with the referees? Like every other possession, he is complaining to the referees about a call he's not getting.
You need to be careful with it to make sure the refs are on your side. But ultimately, weren't the refs on Tim Duncan's side? Didn't he win them over?
Not one guy.
Not that one guy that threw him out for smiling. But ultimately, Tim Duncan wore him down and won. So I think Luka's going to wear him down and win, but I also think Luka's worn down. Remember that when he played the entire fourth quarter the other night?
Yep.
Which is unheard of in the NBA, right?
Against Portland?
And then the next night was the second night of back-to-back,
Houston.
And he was bad.
Yeah.
And so maybe it is a big sacrifice to do that. The biggest issue with Luka and the Mavericks now is where they are in the standings looking up versus where they are trying to get to the bottom eight and looking down. They are 26-31 in 12th place. There's 25 games left. They've got to climb over four teams to get to the eighth spot. T-Wolves, Lakers, Kings, and the Clippers. And the Clippers have 32 wins. The Mavericks have 26. That doesn't seem realistic to me.
It doesn't.
Mike Fisher in studio right here on The Fan. Thank you, Mike. Enjoy the breakfast.
I'll also enjoy my Employee of the Year honor, which I'll bring back up here in a little bit.
Please do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.